DHS data, Biden deporting fewer illegal aliens convicted of murder, kidnapping, sexual assault. By John Binder on May 19, 2022. President Joe Biden's Immigration and Customs Enforcement ICE, agency is deporting far fewer illegal aliens convicted of murder, kidnapping, sexual assault, and other felonies. Department of Homeland Security, DHS, data reveals. In February 2021, Biden implemented a series of orders protecting most of the nation's 11 to 22 million illegal aliens from arrest and deportation. The most expansive is Biden's so-called sanctuary country orders that prevent ICE agents from arresting and deporting most illegal aliens, even those with criminal convictions. In addition, Biden has given illegal aliens a number of protected areas where they can avoid arrest and deportation, is working to further crack down on ICE arrests, and has shielded illegal aliens from being arrested at most courthouses. DHS data secured through a Freedom of Information Act, FOIA, request by the Center for Immigration Studies shows Biden has slashed deportations for illegal alien convicts. For instance, deportations for illegal alien convicts dropped 62% in fiscal year 2021, with less than 40,000 being deported from the United States, compared to fiscal year 2020, when nearly 104,000 illegal alien convicts were deported. Biden deported fewer illegal aliens convicted of murder, the data shows, in fiscal year 2021 than those who were deported in fiscal years 2019 and 2020. In fact, in every criminal conviction category, including kidnapping, sexual assault, drug crimes, weapons offenses, and human trafficking, Biden deported fewer illegal aliens than those who were deported in the two prior fiscal years. Among illegal aliens convicted of aggravated felonies, deportations dropped 43% to about 5,200 in Biden's first year compared with former President Donald Trump's last full year when more than 9,100 illegal aliens convicted of aggravated felonies were deported. Biden has dramatically slashed deportations since his sanctuary country orders were implemented. From February 2021 to September 2021, just 14,585 illegal aliens living in the U.S. interior have been deported. Compare that figure to the last 4 months of the Trump administration, when nearly 17,000 illegal aliens were deported from the U.S. interior. Overall, deportations from the U.S. interior fell by 50% to more than 31,500 in fiscal year 2021 compared to fiscal year 2020 when more than 62,700 were deported. Also, Biden deported more than 54,000 fewer illegal aliens from the U.S. interior than Trump did in fiscal year 2019. Deportations save American taxpayers billions of dollars over the course of a lifetime, as research has shown. Deporting all illegal aliens from the U.S. would amount to a cost savings of about $622 billion over the course of a lifetime, indicating that deportations are six times less costly than what it costs taxpayers to subsidize illegal immigration. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Email him at binder@breitbart.com. Follow him on Twitter here.